back here on the Peter Hegg Radio Show. I'll tell you, coming up here in these two segments are going to kind of go hand in hand, this one and the next one. I'll get into this. It's all over the news, so of course, we got to cover it. I mean, somebody that plays a sport has decided to tell everybody he likes having sex with other men. A dude. So, of course, we have to cover it. This is earth-shattering. They just came out with that movie, 42, about Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in professional sports. So I'm sure that inspired it, because it's not an insult or anything. It's not one of the gravest, most degrading things in the world to the civil rights movement to say that the push for sexual anarchy in the culture is the exact same thing as the civil rights movement. It's not a slap in the face of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or anything like that. So, of course, we got to cover it. I mean, we got to talk about it. We got to discuss it. This has to be the lead item. President Obama had to make the call to who is this guy? I'd actually never heard of him. And I will tell you, I don't follow the NBA closely. I used to, back in the Reggie Miller, Rick Smith's days for the Indiana Pacers. And I know the Pacers are good again. I get that, and I'm excited for them. I root for them, and I've been watching them, but I haven't followed the NBA real closely. But Jason Collins? I don't know. Never heard of the guy, but he's apparently at the end of his career and decided he wanted to get re-signed. And so the best way to do that is to come out, announce that you're gay. And so now every team that doesn't sign you is obviously going to be bigoted. It's obviously going to be because of your sexuality. Don't doubt me on this. I'm telling you right now, political correctness has gotten to the point where if this guy is not re-signed, which he's not that good anymore, according to these stories that I'm seeing, and he's looking for a team to sign with, if there's not a team that signs him, you're going to see all kinds of stories about how, the bigotry is there and, there's still advancements that have to be made and this is what we were afraid of in the sports world. It's going to be all over the place. I got this story for you. I'll tell you who's going to be torn to shreds. It's already happening. This guy that works for ESPN by the name of Chris Broussard. I'll tell you what he said and what's going on now as a result of it. If you haven't heard, in one second, let me first thank our friends over at Hartman Family Farm. Get onto their Facebook page. You go to Facebook.com and then look up Hartman Family Farm. You'll see the Hartmans, number of pictures of what they do, their family farm. They got a number of sons there in the family. Jonathan's there working with David on the farm, but they would love to bring back more of the sons and expand their family farm. Maybe you've got the land or you'd like to purchase the land to have. Get in touch with them and you can find out either way you're looking to go. They can assist you in that regard. HartmanFamilyFarm@yahoo.com is their email address, or give them a call, 457-6697. Also, thanks to our friends at Parker Creative Services. ParkerCreativeServices.com is their website. If you want to get more information on how you can get a custom graphic for your business, a new logo, whatever it might be, Parker Creative Services will be the best prices that you're going to find. Also, the quickest turnaround time, ParkerCreativeServices.com. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy. So here's the story. Obviously, the dude, this Jason Collins, comes out as a gay man. On the cover of Sports Illustrated, of course. See, that is where we are. That is a perfect depiction of our culture, what is important. It is a perfect depiction of the political correctness that now paralyzes us. Jason Collins would never appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He had to do one thing. One thing. Forget being the best at what he does. Just do one thing. Come out and say that he's gay. And whammo, cover Sports Illustrated. And the obligatory comparisons and parallels drawn to Jackie Robinson, insulting Jackie Robinson. And I say insulting Jackie Robinson because of what that man endured when he broke the color barrier. Broussard is coming out and following a fad and getting media attention and love for it. It's not for a sexual lifestyle that he is choosing to live. No, I'm not saying that the attractions are not real. Everybody has urges and attractions. But this Jason Collins wants to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated and wants everybody to fawn over him because he's going to act on his natural temptations. If I act on my natural urge towards a woman that's not my wife and commit adultery, should I get my picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Or all of the guys in the NBA that commit adultery, should they be on the cover of Sports Illustrated because of the lifestyle? They're being true to themselves? That is how absurd this all is from a sane, sound perspective. Now, from the politically correct world, but this is a big freaking deal. I'll tell you who's in hot water. His name is Chris Broussard. He works at ESPN. He's getting hammered right now because during a Monday episode of the ESPN show Outside the Lines, Chris Broussard called homosexuality what it is. He called it a sin. Broussard briefly started discussing his personal beliefs about homosexuality. If you're opening, here's exactly what he said, which, by the way, he's exactly right. If you are openly living that type of lifestyle, the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that that's a sin. Broussard said, comparing homosexuality to any other sex outside of marriage. If you're openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and Jesus Christ. That is Orthodox Christianity. That is Christianity 101. If you have a problem with that, the people that are ripping into Broussard, the people who are saying that this is inappropriate, this is outrageous, this is intolerant, please, my friends, recognize what that is. If you are a member of the left, your political movement, recognize what they are doing. They are calling Orthodox Christianity, basic Bible-believing Christianity, bigoted, hateful, mean-spirited, discriminatory. They are using those terms to describe your God and your faith if you claim to be a Christian. This is the best proof yet. The homosexual movement will not be content with marriage rights. They will not be content until they have harnessed the power of government to force everyone to violate their own consciences and approve and endorse and condone and never say a morally disapproving word about the behavior. They're fascists. As a Christian, Broussard said, I don't agree with homosexuality. I think it's a sin. There are a lot of Christians in the NBA, and just because they don't agree with that lifestyle, they don't want to be called bigoted and intolerant. A lot of people understand that it's a politically correct climate, Broussard said. I've had some players say that they would be uncomfortable with a gay player in the locker room, but no one is going to necessarily come out and say anything. If he doesn't get signed next year, it probably won't be because he came out as gay. He's towards the end of his career and not that good anymore. Broussard is already drawing considerable amount of fire online, reports The Hollywood Reporter. Of course, Collins, for his part, is beginning his first round of interviews. He's going to begin on that. The Good Morning America, I think. The people that didn't have any time to talk about the murderer, slaughterer, Hermit Gosnell, they got time to talk to the dude in the NBA that says he likes to sleep with other men. So there you go. That's what we call news today. But pay close attention to what's going on with Chris Broussard. It's a case study for what is going to happen to Christians increasingly in this culture. As liberals and Christians who align themselves with the liberal movement, roaches for raid, as they continue to advance this, they don't even realize what they're doing to themselves. That is assuming that they really do hold biblical convictions. I think at some point you have to question that. I think you have to say, okay, how much do you have to advocate for causes that seek to destroy the ability to hold Christian convictions until we say you don't really have those Christian convictions? That's probably politically incorrect also. Funny thing is, I don't give a rat's rear end if it's politically incorrect. Truth is truth, whether it's politically correct or not. What Broussard said is right. A sane culture would recognize that. A sane culture would be laughing at what we're doing right now and calling it news. and the way we're falling all over ourselves to make abject, idiotic comparisons between the civil rights movement and the sexual depravity movement. It's just that we've got people who have rear ends for heads today, whose brains are non-existent. But we feel our way through everything. Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Ben Soft Pretzels. Swing by Ben Soft Pretzels in the Markland Mall. Get yourself one of the original. Try the dipping sauces. I know you'll love them. Ben Soft Pretzels, stadium famous and now in your backyard. Also, thanks to our friends at Terrell's Auto Service, 613 East Peyton Street in Greentown, Indiana. We're going to get our brakes replaced soon, the front brakes. And, of course, we're going to take it to no other place but Terrell's. Was in talking to Mark just yesterday, it was. About some things, and saw them going strong with a number of cars lined up. Just good people over there, great reputation. Terrell's Auto Service, 613 East Peyton Street. Thank them for being good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated as well. Okay, now, going along with this story, what happens to Christians when they stand up for truth in the face of homosexuality? You won't believe this next one.